And 6:06, it is cloudy, 34 degrees in Tulsa, warming to 50 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Tulsa County residents will vote on two sales tax proposals in April after the county commissioners voted to put the issues on the ballot. Their vote was unanimous yesterday, but District 1 County Commissioner John Smoligo says he currently does not support it because of the tight county budget.
We need additional facilities at the jail. We need a new facility for the Juvenile Bureau. And so, yes, this is a very unfortunate situation all the way around. And I wish I could find a different solution, but so far I've not been able to do that.
One proposal is to collect money for the Juvenile Detention Center, the other for the David L. Moss Correctional Center. The Tulsa Public Schools get a major grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The grant totals $100,000. Tulsa School Superintendent Dr. Keith Ballard says it is to help fund collaboration between charter schools and the TPS.
When you're in a school district where 88% of your kids come from backgrounds of poverty, you need all of the cooperation and collaboration that you can possibly get. Our charter partners have been marvelous partners for us in the effort to change the trajectory of students' lives.
The grant was announced yesterday in Houston. On the campaign trail this morning, Oklahoma's House Speaker will run for the U.S. Senate.
And the future U.S. Senator from the great state of Oklahoma, Speaker of the House, T.W. Shannon.
T.W. Shannon was introduced at his kickoff announcement at the Tulsa Historical Society, touting limited government, getting spending under control, and slamming the status quo. He officially tosses his hat into the ring as a candidate for Senator Tom Coburn's seat.
I honestly believe that if we will govern the way that we've governed in Oklahoma, that we can make a difference. I feel led and compelled to do it, and I'm not so pessimistic to believe that it can't be done.
Shannon is the youngest Speaker of the House in Oklahoma history and also the first African-American to hold the post. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
On State Capitol Watch this morning, the Oklahoma Department of Corrections says it needs $45.7 million additional dollars. Corrections Interim Director Ed Evans presented the budget figures to the State Senate Public Safety Appropriations Subcommittee yesterday.
$31.5 million would go towards funding FY 2014. Contracted bed space already in use and anticipated to remain in use. $14.2 million would be used for salary adjustments that would aid in the retention and the recruitment of needed staff, in particular correctional officers.
That would bring this year's total budget request to $509 million. Evans says as of right now, there are over 26,000 inmates incarcerated in Oklahoma. The city of Tulsa settles another lawsuit as a result of the Tulsa police scandal. The city has agreed to a $425,000 settlement with Larry Wayne Barnes. He was in jail for a year and a half on what later was determined to be bogus drug charges. Oklahoma's Attorney General is not giving up the fight over regional haze.
Scott Pruitt has been fighting the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's regional haze rule since 2011. That's when the EPA rejected the state's plan to reduce sulfur dioxide pollution at coal-fired power plants. Pruitt lost his latest legal battle when a federal appeals court sided with regulators. Now the Attorney General is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to take up the case and decide if the EPA overstepped its authority. In a news release, Pruitt says the U.S. Clean Air Act gives states primacy in deciding how to clear the air in federal wildlife areas. If he fails to block the rule, Pruitt believes making coal plants cleaner or getting rid of them would increase electrical rates as much as 20%. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
Our weather forecast, windy and mild today with an elevated fire threat, a high of 50. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 33 for a low. Right now in Tulsa, it is cloudy and 34. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.